Today on VFN TV, we're going to be discussing a bold and courageous nun in the Middle East who's doing her part to fight against ISIS. We're also going to be discussing and giving a tribute to Dr. Miles Monroe, his life and his legacy, as well as talking about the power of living on purpose, not by accident, and making the most of every opportunity. Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs. And these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment. But their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful, is pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate this city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say thus the word to those of you who are struggling against this evil. Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can come through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me in a few is Steve Kolesheski, and today we're going to be discussing a series of things. But the first thing we want to talk about is the brave courage of a nun in the Middle East. You know, there's something about someone who is courageous that is so inspiring. And in the midst of such tragedy, in the midst of so many Christians being persecuted and slaughtered, a nun is standing for those that are being persecuted, those who have no voice, those who can't even defend themselves. You know, so many times terrorists and people that want to do radical jihad, their main weapon is that of terror, is that to instill in us a fear. And it's something about fear that causes one to be paralyzed, where you can't move and you're stuck in your track, and you begin to start making bad decisions, not decisions in faith, but decisions that limit you in so many ways. Oftentimes, we need to look at those who are courageous. And remember that courage is not the absence of fear, but it's actually moving in the presence of fear. And I want to bring your attention to this nun, because I think that what she's doing in the Middle East is amazing. And if we have more people like her that say, you know what, I won't lay down. You know what, I'm not going to just run. I'm not going to be terrorized, but I'm going to do all that I can with what I have in the lifetime, in the time that I have to do it. And that's what she's doing in the Middle East. She's rescuing and saving and helping the oppressed. And it's very inspiring. In fact, I want you to watch her own story.
Some are calling it genocide. From Kenya to Syria to Pakistan, Muslim fanatics are slaughtering Christians. While Western governments have been slow to respond, activists are answering the call. Eric Stackelbeck recently spoke to a nun who's on a dangerous mission to help persecuted Christians.
The Islamic terror group ISIS is leading a trail of destruction across large parts of Syria and Iraq, with a specific target in its crosshairs.
Hundreds of thousands of Christians have been displaced from their homes, and countless others have been murdered or enslaved by the jihadist armies of ISIS, with no end in sight.
Sister Hatun Dogan has been on the ground and witnessed the devastation of these ancient Christian communities. She's listened to survivors tell how Christian and Yazidi women are being sold into sex slavery.
They choose the most beautiful one, even if they have small child, and they sell these girls, these ladies, to each other. They don't sell to another religion, only to Sunni Muslim. They think there are 12,000 kidnapped in the hand of the ISIS Yazidi alone. What is going on there, what I was hearing, is the highest barbarism on the earth in the history till today.
Her foundation helps the poor and persecuted in 35 countries, providing them with food, clothing, medicine, and shelter. She travels constantly, with a special focus on the Muslim world. The rise of ISIS has frequently brought her to Syria and Iraq to help the region's beleaguered Christian minority.
I'm coming here not for holiday. I'm coming here because I like to bring the voice of the voiceless, that the world hear their voice. They don't have voice more. I am the channel for them. That is my mission.
Sister Hatun is no stranger to Islamic persecution. As a young girl, threats from local Muslims forced her family to leave their home in Turkey. They relocated to Germany, where she operates her foundation and sounds the alarm about the gathering Islamic storm.
The mission of Baghdadi, of the ISIS, is to convert, complete the world to Islam religion and to bring them to Dar es Salaam, they call that. And Islam is not peace, please. And who says ISIS has not with Islam in connection or something like this? It's not true. He's liar. ISIS is Islam. Islam is ISIS.
She's disappointed by what she calls a weak reaction from the West.
We know according to the Quran, no democracy. Till this verse is no democracy. Islam democracy is opposite, like black and white. And that I hope that America will understand. America has today the power that they can stop this disaster on the earth with another Western country.
As for Sister Hatun, she says she'll keep calling attention to the plight of followers of Jesus around the world, whether the West wants to hear it or not. Eric Stackelbeck, CBN News, Washington.
Oftentimes people say, I'm just one person. I'm one individual. What can I do? Well, this sister, this nun, she's one person, and she's committed. She says, I am the voice for the voiceless. 12,000, think about this, 12,000 women have been estimated to be kidnapped and sold as sex slaves. Think about the atrocities and what has happened over months and now. I mean, we're years into this, and look what's happened. Christians are being persecuted. People are being brutalized, while many in the West are doing nothing. Our government, what is our government doing? Well, listen, we don't have to look for government. The answer always never really lies in government. The answer lies in us, the individual. Everyone has a role to play. And I believe that, listen, at the end of the day, we can avoid tomorrow's regrets by doing something today. We don't want to look back and say, where was I during that time period? What did I do? Did I do anything? Did they come across my mind and my heart? In all of my praying, in all of my talking to God, in all of my fellowshipping with brothers and sisters in America, was our discussion ever about our brothers and sisters that are being persecuted in the Middle East? Did we pray? Did we speak about them? And did we spread the news? Listen, this is our moment. And this is our chance to do something, lest we do nothing. Join us when we get right back from this break as we continue to talk about living a life on purpose and not by accident, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
It's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership, as mm-hmm. you know. We have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards
it's
to
very
what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner today. It is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think about this. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the, and this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has,
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call, you can go online at VFNTV.com as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go to, you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you've got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, Steve, it's interesting how so many people today want to live a long life. And, you know, who wants to pass away prematurely or at an early age? But I think our focus needs to be not necessarily on how long we live, but what did we do with the life that we live?
Yeah.
You know, what's the purpose of living 80, 90 years old, and you've done very little for God or for the kingdom, for your family? When people pass away, they only have two regrets. One is that I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm getting ready to leave them. And two, I wish I would have, you know, known God because I'm getting ready to see him. Those are huge regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about regrets is that you can absolutely avoid them today by taking the necessary steps and the necessary actions to move the pendulum, if you will, in a different direction and produce the fruit in your life that's going to be pleasing mm-hmm. to you, but most importantly, to God.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to live here forever. And we want to bring your attention to a wonderful tribute that was just completed for Dr. Miles Monroe. Well, Steve, believe it or not, it's been close to a year now of his passing, of his homegoing, if you will. And they put an interesting tribute together with some highlights of some of the things that he has said over the years. He was really influential in my life. When I first gave my life to the Lord, I read his book, Understanding Your Potential, and began to open my eyes that, my goodness, I'm not an accident, but God loves me. He has a plan for me.
He has a purpose for your life.
He has a purpose. And God's used Dr. Miles Monroe all over the world, and his time was up. And we can learn a lot from his life, from his teaching, and from the rich deposit that he planted in so many. Watch this.
Invest in your knowledge. Don't just shout and shout hallelujah, but get information, because information brings transformation. The Apostle Paul says you are transformed not by the removing of your mind, but by what? Renew means to go back and get original information. Re means to go backward. And that's what we try to do. We're going to focus on how to secure your legacy. How to live beyond the grave.
you become great by reproducing people greater than yourself. That's what legacy is about. It's really not about the leader. It's about the leaders.
God created everything and declares that He upholds everything that He created. God created everything, and He Himself claims that He sustains everything.
No human being on earth, 7.1 billion of us, is a mistake. Not one of us is a mistake. We were sent here specifically to do something valuable. That means God had something that needed to be done that made you necessary. It's a tough question. The average human being does not know why they're on planet Earth. They wake up every morning, go into a job they hate, working with people they don't like, getting paid less than they're worth, and dying too young from frustration because they don't know why they exist.
One of the saddest things I discovered is that you need a tombstone. People who are successful don't need tombstones. The reason why we need tombstones is because we were so useless on earth that wherever they planted us, they have to mark the spot to remind us that you used to be here. I want to challenge you from this day forward. I believe I was sent here from my country to tell you to live in such a way from this point on that you wouldn't need a tombstone.
This tragedy does not mark the end of life, the end of a vision, the end of a journey, nor the end of a purpose, but it marks the new beginning of an era of a new generation that will carry on the vision and the legacy of my father and my mother, and of each individual whose life was lost so unexpectedly. Let's not mourn their deaths, but let's celebrate their lives and find joy in knowing that although God may not explain Himself, He will reveal Himself.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Is that powerful?
Challenges you.
You understand that, my goodness, I wasn't an accident. I'm not supposed to be taking up space, but I'm supposed to leave this earth finishing mm-hmm. what God has called me and assigned me to do. And I cannot wait as we come back from this break to talk about living a life on purpose, not by accident, and making the most of every opportunity. Listen, time is short. We don't know what today holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But as long as we know the one that holds tomorrow, we're going to be okay. But if we know Him, then we're communing with Him, we're talking to Him, and we're getting our assignments from Him, and we're walking out what He has called us to do. Listen, at the end of the day, we want to have something to give Him. We want to have a reward. We want to say we've finished the job, and we want to hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to talk about this. We want you to be encouraged, and we want you to get in the game of life. Join us in a few.
You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church. Mm-hmm. And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer $19.99. and it's number 199. And it is called, you know, this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the, mm-hmm. the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's you know, signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Wow.
And others will go to meet him in the air. I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is, the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically mm-hmm. it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, as you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? Together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to mm-hmm. keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offer $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today. And also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you. And it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light. And it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
This is Eternal MC. Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Ever had one of those days? This is John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and Sherry Rose Shepherd shares a lighthearted account of a time when someone doubted her credentials as a real-life beauty queen.
When I first won the crown of Mrs. United States, my son was in kindergarten, and in kindergarten, the big deal is show and tell. So he couldn't wait to go to school, and he says, everybody, my mommy's the new queen of the country. And I came to pick Jacob up that day, no makeup on, my hair in a bun, and gray sweats. And I went to pick him up, and his teacher comes running down and goes, this is so cute. Your little boy loves you so much that he actually believes you're Mrs. America. I said, I am. She said, you're kidding.
Well, it's good to keep perspective on life. And you can hear more from Sherry Rose today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's Word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, Steve, one of the great tragedies that we see in life is not, you know, some things that stick out that are obvious to us. Some of the greatest tragedies that we see are so many of the missed opportunities that are available to us. You know, how many of us in the West, in America, live such a privileged, you know, life compared to so many people around the world? Think about it. You know, they say that the largest storage facilities are in America. We have the most of them in the world. And our junk, our stuff that we put in storage, live in better living conditions than some people because we have controlled climate for our stuff. Think about that. What does that say? And why do we need to miss those opportunities? You know, so many are just going aimlessly through life, kind of just going through the motion. And we talked about on a previous program about habituation, just doing things that become habit to us. We don't know why we're doing what we're doing, but we arrive at a place in our life, not on purpose, not because we planned it, but we arrive to many places by accident. And the question is, you know, should that be? You know, should we get to a place by accident? You know, life is filled with tons of opportunities. God created opportunities for us to be able to flourish in, for us to move in. But so many are wasted. So many are dying on the vine, if you will. And the word opportunity is defined as a good position, a chance or a prospect as for advancement. It's when something is presented to you that has the potential of being very advantageous for you or for your family. I mean, it has the potential to increase the quality of life for you and maybe for others. But it's an opportunity. It's a doorway. And many times, you know, we miss it. We miss it. And one of the ways you could define an opportunity is a chance. That's all it is. It's a chance. It's a doorway. It's something that's momentary. It's maybe seasonal. You know what I mean? It comes and before you know it, it goes. It doesn't last forever. And a reminder of what Steve Hill used to say, he says an opportunity of a lifetime must be seized during the lifetime of that opportunity. And lifetimes of opportunities are short. You know, they're short. So you have to be able to seize them. And I'm reminded of scripture of Ephesians 5, Steve, where Paul clearly tells us, Ephesians 5, verse 15, be very careful then how you live, not as the unwise, but as wise. Think about that. I mean, Paul takes the time to write and to tell us that we need to be careful, full of care. Oftentimes when accidents occurs because we were careless, which means we cared very less about what we were doing or maybe about what other people were doing. But Paul says, don't just be careful, be very careful how you do this thing called life. And we should do it in a wise way. He goes on to say, making the most of every opportunity. Why? Because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I tend to think that Paul was a man, Steve, that lived life on purpose, not by accident. In fact, Paul said of his own life, he said, I've run the race.
Yeah. Yeah. When you
live, I run the race.
When you live life on purpose, you can look at that at the end of your days with peace. And, you know, we were talking about during the break, and you look at the life of Jesus. He lived 33 years. And by the standards of today, it might not have been a long life.
Right.
But I will tell you that it was a fulfilled life, and he completed his purpose. And you look at it, it's just like, you know, you can have that prayer. It's like, God, I want to stand before you knowing that I accomplished everything that you marked out for me to do. Because we just talked about previously, Miles Monroe, is that there are 7 billion people on this planet. Mm. None of them are by accident.
No.
And it's just like, I don't want to live 90 years. I just want to live, and I want to do what God has called me to do, and do it to the fullness of whatever that is and however long it takes.
Yeah. We don't necessarily need a long life. We need a fruitful life. Yeah. He says, I've chosen and appointed you to bear fruit, much fruit, and fruit that remains. It's John 15, right? He appointed you to bear fruit. So production, fruitfulness must come out of our life. And we do that by abiding with God and taking notice of the things that we're doing and taking notice of the things that we're not doing. You know, a famous general used to say in battle, he said, there's 3 questions to evaluate what's going on. He says, you got to know, what are we doing? The second thing, you got to know, what's not happening. Okay. And then the third thing is, how do I fix it? So it's basically having a consciousness, knowing what's happening, what's not happening, and where do we go to fix it? And let me tell you, the only fixer is Jesus Christ. And that's why the importance of abiding and have a personal relationship where you can communicate with God, not just for so long, Steve, we talked about prayer as if it's a one-way communication. Oftentimes, new believers, we say, yeah, you got to pray. You got to talk to God. And we end it there. So prayer is a lot of times just giving God a list of things that we need him to do. Maybe we say a couple things that we're thankful for, and then it's pretty much, over, right? But what about listening? What about hearing him? How are we supposed to do what God's called us to do if we're not even hearing his voice?
Oh, yeah.
And, you'll never see if you don't look, and you'll never hear if you don't put your ear to listen. And so we got to start being attentive to what is God saying. And I've come to the conclusion, Steve, that if you're spending time with God, for me, it's more important that I'm hearing what he's telling me than for him to hear what I'm telling him.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to get some direction and wisdom and guidance as much as I can. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we definitely need that wisdom, like you're saying, in regards to, how do I live this life on purpose? And, you're talking about, seeing those opportunities and seeing the open doors in life, because it's just, there's nothing worse, like you said, than a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't want to go through life or have those moments of looking back and be like, I totally missed that. I totally missed the encounter or the dialogue that could have been. And it's just like, I missed it.
You'll be hard pressed today, Steve, to find anyone that doesn't recognize that we're living today in the last days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It could be your last day today, next month, or, 10 years. What happens is that with missed opportunities, days become weeks, weeks become months, months become years, and years become a decade. And you look back and say, what happened? Where did the 80s go? Where did the 90s go? And here you are, and it's like, time is escaping me.
Mm-hmm. What did I do with it?
What did I do with it?
Yeah.
What did I do with this chance, this opportunity called life? And I think about Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve had one of the greatest opportunities available to them. When we really think about that, God walked the cool of the garden, walked in the garden, the cool of the day, and they had opportunity to spend time with God, and they blew it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes we think about Adam and Eve in terms of, eating the fruit, the forbidden fruit they were instructed not to eat, as something that they just casually fell over and got duped into doing. But when you think about this, and I don't know, my thoughts are, if God gave you this entire garden to be in, and he said, stay away from that one thing, you know, maybe we would have pulled out some spray paint and drew some lines around it and made sure that we were, you know, at least 20 steps away from it so that if we ever got close, we could, you know, it, to me, what I think about is that if they were able to take the fruit and eat it, they were way too close to a place that they shouldn't even been.
Mm-hmm.
Way too close. And when we fail, I think one of the greatest tragedies when we look at Adam and Eve and what we can learn from their encounter is that when you fail to recognize the opportunities that you have in life, Satan is very quick to present you with other opportunities that are not good. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing. Because let me tell you, Satan is a master at presenting you with shiny objects and getting you distracted to focus on things that you shouldn't be focused on, you know, touching things you shouldn't be touching and doing things that you shouldn't be doing. But if we know why we're here, you know, what, you know, why we're doing what we're doing and we're living with intention, we're living with purpose, we understand that, you know, I've got things to do for God and that my life has to bear fruit. How many people today are living with that type of understanding and mandate? Believers that God requires that fruit comes out of my life.
I'd say very few. Yeah. Very few. And you look at it, it's just like if you know what it is that you're designed for, and it's just like we were talking about before in regards to, you know, Miles Monroe says you're designed for a purpose. And as he said that, you think about it, you look at someone who designs an automobile, some for racing, some for show, some for common use, and whatever it is, there was a purpose behind it. Your life is designed for a purpose. And it's just like if you understand that you have a purpose. The book of Proverbs says that a vision, when you have vision without it, people cast off restraint.
Yeah.
If you don't know why it is that you're doing what you're doing, if you don't have a focused target of what you're doing your life for, you don't know those distractions. You don't know it. Just someone can say, hey, we're doing this. And you can say, well, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I've
got nothing going on.
And it's just like, why don't you have something to do? And it's just like, if you're 10 years old, and you're wanting to start a business, or if you're a president of the United States, everyone has 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with the time that you're given? Everyone has that same gift, time.
Think about it. We live in America, one of the blessed, most blessed land in the world, with so much opportunity, so many things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And why do so many people live below their potential, struggling and not maximizing all of the amazing resources that are there? When we get back from this break, we're going to share with you an inspiring story of a man that came all the way from a country in Asia and just his amazing story of how he seized the opportunity and refused to let it go. Listen, the days are evil, and we want to avoid tomorrow's regrets today. As the people of God, we need to be ones that say, God, I'm appreciative of the life that you've given me, and I want to do all that I can in the time I have to do it. Join us when we get back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFN TV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together to be able to do this. And we have so many things as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know, in regards to what's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFN TV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Trust in God. That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com, as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com. a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your gift, a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner,
that is amazing.
You want to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this, be a part, and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, if somebody's breaking into your house, you grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about opportunity and making the most out of everyone that we have, because we have a life filled with them. But I think about a man that I met from Vietnam, and he was living in a beautiful, gorgeous house, and we began to have a dialogue, and he was sharing with me about his life. And, you know, I love to hear people's story. One, I love people, and I always say that everyone has a story. Everyone may not be able to articulate it and share it, but you have a story. In fact, you know, we have a story on how we met Christ and made him the Lord of our lives. You can go to meetmyfather.org and read about more. We didn't share everything, but we shared enough that you can see the miraculous work in our lives. We needed Jesus, and believe me, I still do.
Oh, yeah.
But this man, Steve, he came from Vietnam in the 80s. He came with nothing but the clothes on his back and some flip-flops. And him and his family came, and it was a ministry that brought them over. And he started working in a city where he started washing dishes. He didn't know how to speak English. He was a grown adult, so he wasn't a child or anything. And he just started washing dishes. Well, before you know it, he started becoming a cook at a restaurant. And he became so good. Someone gave him an opportunity. Someone gave him a chance. And he seized that opportunity because he became so excellent, Steve, that he told me, he said, yeah, I've worked at every single Chinese restaurant in this city. I said, you have? How did you do that? He said, well, what happened was that all the owners of different Chinese restaurants, they would hear about the food that I was cooking. They'd come and eat at the restaurant, and then they would recruit me out of whatever restaurant I was in. And so I kept getting a raise as I kept getting promoted and kept getting an offer. Then he told me I had the opportunity to work offshore, and at first they didn't want to hire me. My English was not that good. They were afraid that I could get hurt and or hurt someone else. And so he says, literally, I begged them, and I kept going again and again and again and again to be able to tell them, listen, I can do this. I'm qualified. All I need is a chance. All I need is an opportunity. Finally, they caved in and gave him that chance. Well, he became basically a master of his field in what he was working in. And he was able to earn a really good living and actually help his wife start a nail business. And so he's telling me this story, and I was just amazed. And he says that, listen, all I needed was an opportunity. All I needed was a chance. And I've, you know, over the years in different places I've lived, and particularly New Jersey, New York, and getting the chance to interact with so many people from different countries, I realized that a lot of people that come to our country, they don't understand why so many Americans are not doing the things that they really want to do. They've settled for jobs and careers and things that they don't really want to do, earning what they don't want to earn. Mm-hmm. And they've come with little to no education, but they've come to the land of opportunity and become huge success because they've invested in themselves and said, listen, I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that has to stop. That narrative has to be that, listen, everyone can do something. We shouldn't be envious of those that come and seize the opportunity. We should go ahead and step up to it. And I wanted to share with you some things about opportunity that, you know, opportunity rewards those most generously
who won began to start looking for her. You know, if you don't look for opportunity, how will you know when she arrives? You got to start being able to open your eyes and start looking for her. Mm-hmm. This is who she basically rewards generously. The other thing you got to do is you got to be prepared. You have to be prepared. You have to be willing to invest the hard work. I'm amazed, Steve, how many people think that just opportunities will come out of anywhere. I mean, God's favor and his grace, yes, is amazing. But how wonderful would it be for us to do the hard work and prepare ourselves for those opportunities? Mm-hmm. Many people miss them because they're not prepared. The other thing we need to do is be able to recognize them. You got to be able to know when an opportunity is a good opportunity and when an opportunity is a bad opportunity. I've seen that in business over the years where, you know, if you snooze, you lose. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what the market is doing, if you don't know where the market is going, if you don't have cash, capital ready to invest, these opportunities come and they go. Well, life is a lot like that. You have to be able to recognize an opportunity, and you'll begin to recognize them when you're looking for one, when you're preparing for one. And the last thing is you got to seize it. You've got to jump on it. You got to take it, by, you know, take the bull by the horn, as they say, and say, I'm not going to let this go. I think about Winston Churchill, and I think about something that he was quoted as saying. He said, listen, to every man there comes in his lifetime that special moment when he is figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a very special thing, unique to him and fitted for his talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds him unprepared or unqualified for the work which would be his finest hour. Listen, church, God has these opportunities for us to lined up, and we want to be ready to jump in and say, here I am. I want you to watch Richard Edens. He was a man who lost a limb, and he had a choice. I can say, hey, I've got one leg, and I'll just sit here, or I can use what God's given me, take this opportunity, and glorify God with it. Watch this.
That you might be edified, lifted up in the earth. Father God, let us come together as men and women of God and give you all the praise, honor, and glory, for you alone are worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
What's going on with you, son? You got hit by a car.
Start speaking to that man. Tell it to heal. With your stripes, Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, with his stripes, you are healed. Not might be, not going to be. You already healed. It just don't look like it yet. We're waiting for the manifestation. Like me, I tell my leg, grow in Jesus' name. Huh? Now what the word say? Either you believe the word or a doctor. You believe the word, don't you? See, the word has to be the final authority in your life. And you have just one.
Amazing. Richard Eddins. Listen, making the most of every opportunity. This is our time. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible tells us. Listen, we don't want to just look back and let time fly and just leave us. We want to get in the game and do all that we can for Jesus Christ and his kingdom. No more complaining.
Oh, yes.
No more wishing this or wishing that. Lord, we're thankful and we're going to be grateful and we're going to do all that we can with what you've given us. In fact, let's take this time to pray. Pray for us as we need your prayers. Let's join together. Lord, we thank you, God, that we can be aware, that we can have an awakening, a consciousness, Lord, and be appreciative of everything that you've supplied us. Father, we take every opportunity today, Lord, and may we live a life that glorifies you. Give us the grace, the wisdom, the vision, and everything that we need to say, I'm not a victim, I want to be a victor, and I want to use what I have for your glory. Dear God, end abortion, send revival, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.